Support for KPLU comes from Baird, a financial partner to families, businesses, foundations, and communities since 1919. More information is available at BairdSeattle.com. Robert W. Baird & Company, member SIPC.
KPLU is honored to welcome the Susan Pascal Quartet to our studios today. If you're talking vibraphone in the Northwest, you can't finish the conversation without bringing up Susan. She's been the first call vibes player in the Seattle area for 3 decades or so, working with Pearl Django, Greta Matassa, the Jazz Police, Orville Johnson, and drummer Steve Griggs, just to name a few. For years, she's provided music for the Plymouth Congregational Church in Seattle. Her current bands include her new Brazil project, her Soul Sauce Latin Jazz Quintet, and her very popular long-running quartet. And you've probably heard her music in films, too, like Office Space and The Wedding Planner. Let's welcome them now. It's the Susan Pascal Quartet.
Thank you.
Bono chant.
Thank you.
Susan Pascal and her quartet live in the studios here at KPLU. Susan, what a thrill to have you here. Please introduce the band to our listening audience.
Yeah, my pleasure. We've got Chuck Dierdorf on bass and Dave Peterson on guitar. Yes, please applaud. And Mark Ivester on the drums.
Thrilled to have you here. Susan Pascal's quartet will be playing Saturday two gigs, Frankie's B-Town Bistro at 5, Tula's in Seattle, 7:30 that night. I would love to get to know about the musical upbringing of Susan Pascal. How did you get into music? How did you get into jazz?
Yeah, music. Well, my folks were both beautiful musicians and really generous with their support. And when I was 6 years old, I had lessons on a little xylophone at my house on how to read music, and I guess it stuck. Because although I wandered from that later, I came back to playing percussion later. And just enjoyed music coming up. I listened to Ella Fitzgerald and a lot of Broadway show tunes at the house, not to mention Top 40 radio, when I was growing up. So those are all influences, I guess, as part of my background. And then started studying jazz, especially after hearing Gary Burton's and Chick Corea's album, Crystal Silence.
Nice.
Everybody's nodding in here because it was such a great recording that affected not only vibraphone players, but other jazz musicians as well.
Now, Gary Burton, who's also been in our studios, made a point of saying he was not a drummer who became a vibraphone player. It sounds like you were on a similar path, but you also did a lot of percussion aside from vibraphone. I wonder what the balance is for you.
Well, you know, when I was coming up, I played in classical orchestras coming up. The school district had an awesome program. Played in the band and the orchestra and the youth symphony and all that. And it was great because I had a classical background and became a good reader, and that's paid off later on. Yeah.
How about writing music? Do you write on vibraphone or do you prefer a piano for that?
You know, most of my work is really in arranging, and I do work a lot on the piano, although I don't perform on piano in public.
I wonder if you ever get any hassle from drummers who want to tell you how to play the instrument.
Not really.
And it seems like you've got one on drummers, and they got to pack up a few drums, but there's not many vibraphones around. You can't just show up at a club and expect there to be a vibraphone for you to play.
Actually, there's a vibraphone up at Boxley's right now.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, there should be a vibraphone in every club, I think.
I agree.
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit about your Latin jazz band, the Soul Sauce.
That's a really fun project. One of the things I'd like to do is to devote maybe a few concerts to a particular composer or musician that I've enjoyed over the years, and Cal Jader is one of those. So I just created a bunch of arrangements for a five-piece group, including some members of Sonando from Seattle and members of this band as well. And just my favorite Latin jazz stuff. Usually really lyrical stuff I like quite a bit.
And you also have, as I mentioned in the introduction, a new Brazil project. And I wonder if you could talk about the different rhythms between the Latin jazz and the Brazilian side. Are there some similarities? Do you feel like you can get away with?
Well, there's some similarities, but I'm really fortunate that, for one thing, I've got Chuck Dierdorf playing, who plays a lot of different styles and is also really well-versed in Brazilian music, along with Jeff Bush, who plays in that band. And then with the Cal Jader project, I've got the members of Sonando who are experts in the land stuff. So I make the arrangements and they bring it alive, basically.
Fantastic. Susan Pascal's quartet is live in the studios here at KPLU. What would you like to play for us next?
Oh, we're going to play a ballad that I just fell in love with as soon as I heard it years ago. This is a tune by Mike Stern called All Heart. Thank you.
Beautiful. Susan Pascal's Quartet here live in the studios on KPLU. Chuck Deardorff at the bass, Dave Peterson guitar, Mark Ivester drumming. Susan, we deal with a lot of high school jazz musicians and students who come through the studios here. And I wonder what you think about the availability of vibes to young students. Do you think that there's enough percussion being taught in schools today for up-and-comers?
Wow, that's a good question. You know, it seems like in my experience when I was teaching high school age students privately, that finding an instrument was hard. It was very tough. And I was always on the lookout for some kind of, you know, used thing on eBay or Craigslist to send their way. And so when I do that, I can, you know, try to get them out there into the schools. But it's not a hugely common instrument for kids, that's for sure.
Right. It seems like an instrument, and I think there are a few of them, drums included, that are instruments that you really want to be able to take apart and put back together. You really want to know the ins and outs of these things. Are you, do you feel like you are also a vibraphone repair person?
Well, you know, not me, but I got to tell you, sometimes people find instruments and they tell me about them. And I have a fan who said, hey, I have this instrument. It's been in a shed for 20 years. You know, would you like it and to take care of it and do something? So I thought, okay, I'll restore this thing. It sat in my garage for a while until I realized one of my students had a dad who had a machine shop and who had everything. So I said, here you go. And they got it and they restored it. And now she's using it. It's fantastic.
That's a happy ending.
Yes,
that's
indeed.
A great story. I'd also be interested in talking about, as I said in the introduction, you've worked a lot in film scores. It's kind of a thing that happens around here a lot in Seattle, working on film scores. And you mentioned...
Yeah, it's fun. You get called for something, and actually sometimes you never know what it really is. Or sometimes you'll find out, oh, well, this has a little vibraphone or a little, you know, marimba or something like that. And then sometimes it'll be something very complex, like on The Blind Side, which was really a beautiful score. I'm trying to remember the composer. It had a lot of technical marimba on it. It was great. It was really fun to play.
You were talking about you and Chuck had worked on the Office Space score.
Yeah, down the street here at Studio X.
Right, and there was a certain scene where your vibes are prominent. Can you remember that scene?
Yeah, it was funny. I don't want to give any spoilers, but I figure everybody in the world has seen that movie or knows about it, and there's a scene where he's been hypnotized but doesn't know it, and he wakes up. And he's dreaming. He's kind of in a haze and played Beautiful Dreamer in that scene.
That's
pretty
funny.
Silly, actually.
Susan Pascal and her quartet are live in the studios. I think what we're all waiting for, besides a third wonderful song, is a Susan Pascal record. What can you tell us about recordings?
People ask me about that all the time, and I actually do think it's time. I've had people come up at clubs, you know, volunteering to come out and record me because they want an album so badly. So it seems like it is time to do that, and I've got things in mind to go in this fall.
Oh, terrific.
To do it, yeah.
Wow, long time waiting. We look forward
to
that.
Yeah, well, you'll be the first to know.
Yay! In the meantime, let's hear another song live in the studios. Susan Pascal with Dave Peterson guitar, Chuck Deardorff bass, Mark Ivester at the drums.
Cool. This is a Pat Metheny blues called Double Guatemala. Thank you.